Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today for this wonderful opportunity that you have blessed us with, to come before the throne of grace with confidence, with boldness, with humility. Lord, the person who is listening to the sound of my voice, they are under spiritual warfare. They are being attacked by the enemy from all angles, north, south, east, and west. Father, they feel like they're sinking. They feel like they're losing the battle and losing the war. But Lord, your word says that if we submit ourselves unto you and resist the devil, he will flee from us. So Lord, I come to you on behalf of the individual who is listening to me right now. Under the sound of my voice, Father, as they submit their will unto you, as they submit their agenda unto you, as they submit their ways and their thoughts under the authority of your holy word, that you will remove the devil from them and that you will scatter him seven ways where they cannot even recognize your kingdom citizen. Lord, we activate this law in James 4 and 7. We hold you accountable to your word that you said will always fulfill itself and it would never come back void. Father, we ask that you stop the attack in the name of Jesus. And Father, if you do allow the attack, let it not impact their mind. Let it not impact their emotions. Let it not stop them from moving in their purpose. Let it not stop them from moving in their assignment. Let it not stop them from moving forward, Father. Give them the tenacity to keep pressing forward and not to give up. Lord, I ask that you give them the strength and the motivation and the determination. Give them the fighting spirit. Make them fit for the fight right now. Lord, I ask that your divine strength will come upon them, that you will gird them up, that you will prepare them for battle, that you will train their hands for war and their fingers to fight. Lord, let them not go without. Let them go out of here more confident, bolder, stronger, wiser, understanding that nothing can come against your word. That as they submit themselves unto you, as they humble themselves unto you and relinquish their ways and adopt your thoughts, follow your paths and move according to your will, all things will work out for their good. If you believe and receive this prayer, say amen.